World leaders meeting for the final day of the G20 summit in Russia remain deeply divided over the Syria crisis and U.S. plans to attack the Arab country. Diplomatic sources say the splits in opinions were confirmed at the first day of the meeting in St. Petersburg on Thursday. World leaders reiterated their positions on the issue and failed to bridge their differences. The U.S. is trying to build an international coalition to back military strikes against Damascus, but Russia remains strongly opposed to Washington's plans for any military action, saying the crisis can only be resolved through diplomatic and political efforts. Press TV's Julia Liobova joins us now via satellite from St. Petersburg. Julia, tell us more about the schism that exists between Russia and those who oppose the attack and the U.S. and the advocates of a new war in the region.
Well, the second day of the G20 Leaders Summit is underway here in St. Petersburg. 20 world leaders and heads of international organizations have been holding meetings throughout yesterday and this morning, and they have just finished having their second working meeting. It was held mainly behind closed doors, and journalists were only allowed to hear Russian president's opening speech, and it concentrated mainly on economic issues discussed here at this summit, including the fighting corruption and job creation and investment. But the G20 Leaders Summit is actually the world's largest economic forum, and it aims at providing some measures to prevent financial crises and fighting corruption. And of course, this year, humanitarian crisis in Syria is hotly debated here, although it is not on a formal agenda. It is understood that many world leaders are trying to pressure the U.S. President Barack Obama not to take a military action in Syria. And the opinions are actually quite divided here, because some of the sides are calling for this action and some of the sides are calling against this action. Well, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been seen talking to President Obama quite a lot earlier this afternoon, although it is not understood, it's not clear what exactly they have been discussing. And head of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, he's spoken against a military action in Syria and criticized arms deliveries to the conflict in size. When he addressed the G20 leaders earlier this Friday, he said that every day that we lose is a day when scores of innocent civilians die. Providing more arms to either side is not the answer. There is no military solution. The European Union has also spoken against the military action in Syria yesterday. And Russia and China, of course, the two permanent members of the Security Council and in the UN, they have warned the US against a military action without the backing of the United Nations. BRICS countries have also spoken against the military action, saying that any such interference would have a huge effect on the global economy. And yesterday, a Russian president spokesman said that no foreign government has a legitimate power, has a legitimate right to approve any military action in Syria, and only the United Nations have a right to make such decisions. And as for the leaders' summit, there will be press conferences held. They will be having a working lunch later this afternoon shortly, and also there will be press conferences given by some of the world leaders, including Russian president, Britain's prime minister and the president of France later this afternoon, and we'll be able to learn more details and more information about the results of the summit.
Julia, we know that Russia harshly disapproves of any form of military intervention in Syria. What would a likely Russian reaction be, though, to the attack?
Well, Russia has always warned the U.S. not to take any military action and said that only the United Nations Security Council has the right to make any such a decision. And Russia has always insisted that it will be against any action on Syria. Russia is still waiting to see any solid evidence of what the U.S. accuses the Syrian government of carrying out a chemical attack outside of Damascus on 21st of August. But Russia says that it hasn't seen any convincing evidence of such attack, and therefore it would veto any decisions to make a military strike on Syria in the Security Council.
Okay, thank you very much, Press TV's correspondent Julia Liobova joining us from St. Petersburg.